This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Derek Howard. Deliberate Noise can be found at deliberatenoise.com. There you'll find links to all the shows in the Deliberate Noise Network. You click on Deliberate Noise and it takes you to the website. If you would like to send feedback, please email me. Derek is D-E-R-E-K at deliberatenoise.com. You can also call the audio comment line to leave feedback, and it is 734-331-0772. Now, that first song was by Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr., and it was called Vocal Chords. I don't know if I've ever mentioned... No, I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this on the show before. But there are a bunch of music podcasts that don't put together shows. Instead, they just release individual MP3s. Now, I'm not sure where they originally get the MP3s from, but I'm assuming that they have permission, and I'm piggybacking off of their permission by playing some of this music. Now, what I usually do is I take bands that are a lot lesser known, unsigned bands, stuff like that, and I try to mix them in with some of the more nationally known artists. This episode are going to be all, it's going to be like an all name band show. So I'm just trying to see how many listeners I can attract with one episode. Anyway, this next band is Broken Social Scene, and this is the song World Sick. We'll be right back.
Spent a long and lonely trip, but I'm glad I took it, cause it was well worth it. Got to read a couple books and do some research before I reached my verdict. Never thought that I was perfect, always thought that I had a purpose. I used to wonder if I'd live to see my first kiss. The most difficult thing that I did was recite my own words at a service, realizing the person I was addressing probably wasn't looking down from heaven. Cooking up something in a hell's kitchen, trying to listen in or eavesdrop from some other dimension. It was self-serving, just like this is. Conveniently religious, on Easter Sunday and on Christmas, the television went from being a babysitter to a mistress. Technology made it easy for us to stay in touch while keeping a distance, so we just stayed distant and never touched. Now all we do is text too much. I don't remember much from my youth, maybe my memory is repressed, or I just spent too much time wondering if I'd live to have sex. I fell in love for the first time in fourth grade, but I didn't have the courage to talk to her. In eighth grade, I wrote the note and slipped it in somebody else's locker. Considered killing myself because of that. It was a big deal. It was a blown cover. It was over for me. My goose was cooked. Stick a fork in me. The jig is up. Blew my chances. The rest is history. Our future was torn asunder. It became abundantly clear I was only brought here to suffer. At least I didn't include my name. Thankfully, I wrote the whole note in code, and it had 10 layers of scotch tape safety seal, making it impossible to open. Plus, it was set to self-destruct. Whoever read it probably died laughing. I wonder if they lived long enough to realize what happened. A year later, I came to understand that wasn't love that I was feeling for her. I had someone else to obsess over. I was older, and I was very mature. I forged my time signature while practicing my parents' autograph, cause I was failing math. Disconnected the phone when I thought the teacher would call my home. Checked the mailbox twice a day. At the end of a long dirt road, steamed open a couple envelopes like I was in private detective mode. If you snoop around long enough for something in particular, you're guaranteed to find it. For better or worse, that's how I learned it's best to just keep some things private. It was the best of times. It was the end of times. Always on deck, I was next in line. An only child with a pen and pad, writing a list of things I could never have. Walls in my house were paper thin, every scribble seemed to get deafening. My memory served me correctly and made it a point to avoid and forget some things. Proudly to keep from being embarrassed, never meant to upset or give grief to my parents. Kept my secrets, hidden my talents in my head, never under the mattress. Therapy couldn't break me, never learned a word that would ensure safety, so I spoke softly. And I tiptoed off, and the door to my room was like a big old coffin. The way that it creaked when I closed it shut, anxieties peaked when it opened up. As if everything that I was thinking would be exposed, I still sleep fully clothed. It was the best of times. It was beautiful, it was brutal, it was cruel. It was business as usual, heaven, it was hell. Used to wonder if I lived to see 12. When I did, I figured that I was immortal. Loved to dance but couldn't make it to the formal. Couldn't bear watching my imaginary girlfriend bust a move with any other dudes. Tone Love was talking about a wild thing, but I was still caught up in some child things. Scared of a god who couldn't spare the rod. It was clearly a brimstone and fire thing. Pyromaniac, kleptomaniac, couldn't explain my desire to steal that fire. Now I add it to my rider, like please don't throw me in that patch of briar. It was the best of times. It was the end of times. The school counselor was clueless, cause I never skipped classes. Perfect attendance, imperfect accent, speech impediment they can never really fix. And I fake bad eyesight so I can wear glasses. Considered doing something that would cripple me. Wanted a wheelchair, wanted the sympathy, wanted straight teeth, so then came braces. 4 years of headgear helped me change faces. It was the best of times. It was the end of times. Now I wonder if I live to see marriage. Wonder if I live long enough to have kids. Wonder if I live to see my kids have kids. If I do, I'ma tell them how it is. But don't listen when they tell you that these are your best years. Don't let anyone protect your ears. It's best that you hear what they don't want you to hear. Better to have pressure from peers than not have fears. Bear won't give you chest hair. Spicy food won't make it curl. When you think you got it all figured out and then everything collapses, trust me kids, not the end of the world.
Okay, that was the Animal Collective remix version of the Phoenix song. It's a song by Phoenix, and it's called Love Like a Sunset. And before that was Sage Francis with The Best of Times. Like I said earlier, these are all bands that are well-known. In fact, the three sources... there's only two sources for music that I've used this time around. I usually try to spread it out, but this time it's just two. It's Minnesota Public Radio's podcast called The Current Song of the Day. They gave me the Daryl Earnhardt Jr. song, and there's a couple other ones coming up. This next one is from the KEXP Song of the Day. It is by Scotland Yard Gospel Choir, and it's called One Night Stand.
Oh, Yeah.
was She and Him with In the Sun. Before that was Not a Surf with Electrocution. Electrocution. Those are both from the Minnesota Public Radio song, current song of the day that I mentioned earlier. As well as this next song by Social Distortion. It's called California Hustle and Flow.
Roaring around like your front page news, lonely eyes in your motorcycle boots, tattooed heart and your jet black hair, rolling round like you don't care. Take me down, take me all down the line. Well, I was born bad with nothing to lose, but the black man taught me how to sing the blues. Made a life out of rock and roll and that crazy California hustle and flow. Take me down, take me on down the line. Shake me down, shake me on down the line. I went too fast with that rhythm and almost ended up dead like all those other fools. Everyone's got some sort of ball and chain. What's life without a little pain? Take me down, take me on down the line. Shake me down, shake me on down the line.
Shame.
That was Tokyo Police Club with Big Difference, and before that was one of my all-time favorite bands, Superchunk with Digging for Something. I played Superchunk on a previous episode. This song came from KEXP Song of the Day. I can't remember where that other one came from, but I like Superchunk. I always have. The very first time I heard Slack Motherfucker on Brave New Waves on CBC One, I believe. Anyway, Brent Bambury's old show. Thank you for listening. If you're a first time listener because of this, because of the artists that I played on this episode, I don't usually play this many big name bands. I hope you come back and you'll like some of the other music I play in addition to, like I said, some of the bigger names. Anyway, you can find details at deliberatenoise.com. Thank you very much. If you're a first-time listener, if you're a listener coming back, you know I appreciate it. You know, ever since I've been kicked off of iTunes, the subscriptions for this particular podcast has fallen off big time. And so for the fact that you're here, I really appreciate that. You know, I love you all. Anyway, here's the last song. It's by Tricky and it's called Murder Weapon. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another episode.
Shiny gun.